AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. might strike at North Korea if it tests another nuclear device, which some say it may do as soon as tomorrow. That from U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley, who has a blunt message for Pyongyang.
The United States is not looking for a fight, so don't give us a reason to have one.
Ambassador Haley told the Today Show this morning the U.S. is aware of concerns that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is paranoid and unstable.
It's the reason why none of us are even trying to pick a fight with him, but we'll have to wait and see. What I can tell you is the international community right now is very united.
She praised China, which she says is helping to try to pressure North Korea to end its missile testing. President Trump is insisting that a spending bill to keep the government running must include money for the border wall he wants to build. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
If there's no bill, the lights would go out Saturday, President Trump's 100th day in office. His aides are insisting building a border wall remains a priority, and they want money for it in a spending bill to avoid a shutdown. Democrats are against a wall House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calls immoral.
A lawyer for the doctor who was dragged screaming off an overbooked United Airlines flight says it's too late for the United CEO to apologize. He had his chance, but didn't say anything, says Dr. David Dow's lawyer, Thomas Demetrio.
And then he called the doctor belligerent. Then he finally said, mea culpa.
Dr. David Dow intends to sue the airline, he says.
United, yeah.
Dr. Thomas Demetrio on the Today Show. This morning, New Orleans took down the first of four prominent Confederate monuments. Monuments many in the mostly African-American city see as a representation of racism and white supremacy. This is AP Radio News. An AP photographer covering a violent protest in India put down his camera when a nearby teenager was hit in the head and started bleeding profusely. Dar Yassin, our photographer, says he was clicking off photos when he saw the girl.
After taking a couple of shots, I realized that is no one to help them, and I instantly gave my camera to one of my colleagues and who was shooting along, and then I just grabbed her and I rushed her to the nearest spot where I can provide them the first aid.
A hospital stitched up her injuries and sent her home that day. Dar Yassin says he has two daughters and it was hard for him to ignore the injured girl because there was no help for her nearby. Israel came to a standstill today to remember the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust. People stopped in their tracks for a two-minute siren that wailed all across the country. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.